Stemsen. Bennett, DOJ $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund is not legal. By Pam Kee on May 18, 2026. Monday on CNN's The Source, Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, said the Department of Justice is settling a lawsuit with President Donald Trump by creating a $1.8 billion fund to compensate those targeted by the Biden Justice Department was not legal. Host Caitlin Collins said, "You read through this settlement agreement? The details of how this fund is going to work. The Justice Department calls it the Anti-Weaponization Fund. What would you call it?" Bennett said, "I would call it one more day in the worst presidency in American history. When you think about the way that he is using the Justice Department to not just defend himself, but enrich himself. When you think about the money that he is making on crypto while he's sitting there in the White House. J.D. Vance is attacking other people for $1.4 billion in Medicaid fraud while the president sits in the White House with $2 or $3 or $4 billion of crypto." He added, "I absolutely don't believe it is legal and I worked at the Justice Department. I worked for the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. I've been briefly a federal prosecutor. And this is shameful what he is doing with the Justice Department. Donald Trump has hung his picture outside the Justice Department. As if we're living in some fascist state somewhere where the great leader is able to put his face on the outside of government buildings. And now he's turned the work of the Justice Department to basically fund his allies and lawbreakers. On January 6, that attacked the Capitol of the United States, that attacked Capitol police officers in full view of the American people. And President Trump is not only saying there's nothing to see here. He's saying they should be compensated by the taxpayers of the United States. Who, by the way, can't really afford to do it." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeeNim.